T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Robert from Old City writes me, so these people are out of a job. If they get their job back or not, now they have to pay for babysitting or daycare they didn't before. Is Wacky Wolf going to use all the tax money he lost by closing the state stores to compensate these people? And one more thing, are these teachers getting paid vacations during this time, or are they unemployed as well? Okay? Now, conspiracy, Wolf is trying to destroy this state so the Democrats can blame Wolf. And guess what? These Democrats have willing henchmen in the media. I'm on the Democrat missive they sent out. And on that, they cite some of the editorial writers of various newspapers across the state. And these editorial writers, yeah, here's one example before we go to our guest, the assemblyman here. Here's one from the Scranton Times Tribune. Like just everyone else, state legislative Republicans are impatient and eager to invigorate the state economy. But their unfolding plan to allow more businesses to reopen and more people to return to work could cause further damage. There would be no point at all to the substantial sacrifice to date if it's sacrificed in a rush to reopen businesses and provide the virus with new opportunities to spread. Okay? This guy's working. It wrote this editorial board, though. They're working. They're getting paid. The Erie Times. We must unite in the critical coming months and commit to radical social distancing, whatever the inconvenience or sacrifice, to defeat this. Lawmakers should be united on this front. Instead, some strain prematurely against vital safety measures. Terzai authored a letter signed by GOP colleagues that speeds past praise of Wolf to criticize the waiver process that enables businesses deemed non-essential to bypass the shutdown order. It presses Wolf to expedite opening as many businesses as possible. That stance is based on a premise false and dangerous, carries a whiff of posturing and partisanship, inappropriate in a time of crisis, right? So this little dictator has just shut down the schools on this day randomly, and the editorial writers and the Democrats are celebrating. This is a progressive utopia now. This is what they do. So no, don't call Governor Wolf's office. Don't do that. You're wasting your time. The only way to deal with these people is to defeat them. So that's why I am launching, Dan, a research project. You can ask the Republicans again, or I'll ask listeners. I'll check it out. I want to target a local Democrat who's the most vulnerable. I don't care if I like them, don't like them, or anything else, okay? As long as they're standing with Wolf on this and not speaking out, they're going to be targeted in a swing district to be defeated just on that basis. We need to turn some Democrats, and certainly the Republicans have to be united and urgent. That's the only thing that's going to stop this. Now, good news front. We had Doug Mastriano, the state senator, on last week. And somehow or another, Eric Peterson, New Jersey assemblyman, who I think we've had on before, 23rd District, was listening to this. And he is championing this for you. He has your back in New Jersey, which is much tougher sledding. So I commend him for that, that we're seeing people now rise up. Let's go to Assemblyman Peterson here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano program. Hey, Assemblyman, welcome to the show. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Dom.
Well, it's a dark day here. You are in a state where you're really up against it because of how progressive this is. Pennsylvania, Trump won. And by and large, vast parts of this are conservative or extremely conservative. But the governor has shut down schools already for the rest of the year. Murphy hasn't even done that yet.
Well, I suspect that he may. He's posturing to do the same thing. He shut down our parks earlier this week. And I asked one of his deputy chief of staff what was the premise for doing that, if there was some science or some other reason, a rational basis for doing that. And I got absolutely no response whatsoever. So I asked the speaker if he knew why, and he told me that it was because people were having family picnics in the parks. And I said, well, what's wrong with that? They eat dinner together at home. How's it any kind of a risk? And it isn't, Dom.
Right.
It's just take away your rights. That's what this is really about. This fear, they're finding that fear, when they can create fear, they can take away your rights. And I'm against that. And I'm for freedom, and I'm for individual rights. They were given to us by God, and they're ours, not the government's. They're not Phil Murphy's, and they're our rights, and we have a right to exercise them.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, you're hitting it. It's like they're continually pushing past barriers here. Who knows? And it's random, too. There's no science. Somebody told Murphy that, and he just said he's got enough of his people there. They said, yeah, why not? Executive order. I haven't written one in the last 5 minutes. Tell them they can't picnic. Shut down the parks.
That's right. And look, I just had a client call me up about another executive order that happened yesterday, closing down construction sites. And we went through it together. And what I thought was interesting was they closed down construction sites, but some construction is allowed. So you can't build a new house, but you can do road projects. And I don't understand how that's different. They're crews. They work together under the same circumstances. I don't understand why one is permitted, another isn't. If it's unhealthy, it's unhealthy, whether it's on the road or on a house.
I would argue the road is probably more unhealthy because you're not close to, with the house, you might have the ability of a different kind of porta potty, whatever. You're on the road, you're on the road. I think, Eric, isn't it because that's the public unions building the roads and the house is built by private people, so he's taking care of his buddies.
That's right. And he's shown that. He's shown that it's really not about science or facts. It's about who is powerful. That's why he's kept the abortion clinics open in New Jersey. Although you can't go to the dentist, you can get an abortion. That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's exactly right, and that is elective surgery. That's what they always tell us. It's just a health procedure, so it's elective surgery. So you heard Doug Mastriano. You sound like a kindred spirit. I feel for you guys. He's getting some traction now in Pennsylvania. So you're trying to do something. Is it, hey, a business should be able to reopen if they're under that federal guidelines of essential and they follow the CDC recommendations?
That's right. I heard him on your program. I'm a listener, and I liked what he had to say because my chief of staff and I had been speaking about the same type of things that Doug was talking about on your program about opening up businesses the day before, and we were coming up with some ideas, and I loved what Doug said, and so we called up his office and asked him if we could have a copy of what he was proposing for legislation, and he very generously provided us with a copy, and we are currently having a bill drafted that will pretty much mimic his bill there in Pennsylvania.
You made my day. Thank you. I'm honored that you're a listener. People of your caliber are listeners, and that you then act on it with him. I feel like we're doing something here. Do you feel, though, you would think Republicans would be on board with you? Are there any Democrats there that are under any pressure, Eric, where people in New Jersey are saying, financially, we just can't make it? This is devastating.
I don't see it yet.
Okay.
I had a conversation with the speaker, and I asked him what the governor's plan was to reopen up the economy, because this has to come to an end at some point in time. Otherwise, we're going to be devastated financially. And I basically, out of that conversation, I got that there is no plan. So I asked the speaker if maybe we could form a committee to come up with benchmarks, scientific benchmarks based on facts that we could follow to know when we can start opening up businesses and under what conditions. Bring in experts. They love experts on the other side. Let's bring in experts. Let's have them tell us when we can open back up. Give us those benchmarks, because it's important that the people know what those benchmarks are, because they need some hope right now. They need some hope that this is going to end. They need some hope that their kids are going to go back to school. They need some hope that they're going to go back to work. They need some hope that they have a future. And right now, our governor's about shutting everything down, keeps talking about how long this is going to go on for, and he never talks about the end game. And that's what I'm trying to do.
I love what you said there. And you know what? If they say, well, we can't use metrics to tell us these benchmarks, they are the party that's always touting an expert. We can find experts that would say, based upon the numbers, based upon these factors, how about if this select number of businesses, we reopen them? Or, Eric, even we should have an even playing field. We have gardening people calling me that are going to go out of business, but they're nearby a Lowe's or a Home Depot, who is they're essential, but they have gardening businesses that are much more crowded than the smaller ones. They're able to do that, and yet the small guy can't reopen.
Yeah, and that's because it actually makes no sense what we're doing. The reality is, according to the Star Ledger, 85% of the people who contract the virus have no or very mild symptoms. We know who that other 15% are. They're people who are over 60 or have an underlying health condition. And what we should really be doing is protecting those folks and putting in protocols to protect their health and well-being. But we're not, because we haven't even said to essential employers that high-risk group needs to be treated differently. Work from home. If they can't work from home, have a certain protocols in place to protect them. We just threw them right out there. If they were essential workers, they have to go to work, and they don't have any of the protections. So the reality is part of this is our own doing. We know who the people are who are going to get sick. We know who the people are who are at the highest risk. We should be protecting those folks, and the other 85% of the folks, we should allow them to go back to work under certain protocols that provide for their own safety and health.
Well put. Absolutely. Well, look, I am thrilled that you're on this. I know it's very difficult, but if we don't have champions like you out there, then there is no hope. And, you know, I had a dear listener today call Eric and say, well, we ought to organize to call Governor Wolf's office. And I dissuaded that. Progressives like this in Murphy are not going to be dissuaded by that. We need to get some Democrats who maybe are vulnerable, where you are in Pennsylvania, on board, and United Republicans. And when the media comes after a guy like you, let them have it. We need to have a big fight here. Otherwise, there's not going to be any timelines that a guy like Murphy is going to give up. He, I have to say, deep down, likes how important he is. When you have the ability by fiat to tell people they can't have a picnic, that's got to be pretty intoxicating, right?
That's right. Look, Dom, to me, this is Governor Murphy had absolutely nothing to run on next year when he runs for reelection. And this landed in his lap, and he's making everything that he can out of it so he can say that he protected every single life in New Jersey. And that's what he's going to run on, because he has no accomplishments in 3 years. He's done absolutely nothing. And so this is what I think is really driving a lot of this. And if he scares you, and then at the end of the day, no matter what, he's always going to tell you it would have been a lot worse if he didn't take the measures that he took, and that he saved thousands and thousands of lives. And, you know, that's really what this end game is all about. And the people need to wake up and realize that this is This is destroying their livelihoods.
Exactly.
And there aren't going to be businesses to go back to work to. There aren't going to be your school kids. I have four kids. They're at home. They don't know what's going on. We try to talk to them.
Right.
They don't know when they're going back to school. The prom was canceled. The sports were canceled. They're not getting an education like they should be. Where does that put them? Where's their future? I'm fighting for their future and your kids' future and your grandkids' future. And that's what we have to do. We have to understand something. Freedom comes with risk. And with those risks comes rewards. And we need to stand together. We need to stand up. And we need to push back and ask for some common sense action to get people back to work.
I'm honored to have you on as a guest and to know you, Eric. Please keep us in the loop with anything you see or developments that we should know about. And we will have you back soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Dom.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.